Welcome back, everybody. I'm Tom Hall on 88.1 WYPR. It's Maryland Morning. We are glad you're with us. I'm also glad that Jaywin Russick, our theater critic, is with us as well. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine. Always glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So we're going to talk about The Bridges of Madison County. It's a musical these days. Of course, it was a big famous book. It was a famous movie. And now it's a musical. It's at the Kennedy Center. Robert James Waller, he wrote the novel back in 1992. Is that right?
Yep.
Huge runner. Runaway bestseller, a very romantic tearjerker story. You know, I call it a Kleenex classic. You know, but what do you think? Does this musical capture the heavy emotion of the book?
Well, it does. Of course, it was a real runaway bestseller. I think that it has sold something like 50 million copies. Back in 2002, when Waller wrote a sequel that didn't do nearly as well, the New York Times said the original book had been the best-selling hardcover novel of all time. You read it, Tom. I read it. Everybody read it. And the story is the unexpected romance between a middle-aged Iowa farm wife named Francesca, she was an Italian war bride, and a National Geographic photographer named Robert Kincaid. And as you know, Tom, romance is a wonderful reason to sing. And this show has a really lush score by Jason Robert Brown, who's actually conducting the touring production in Washington. I think he wanted, it's near the end of the run, and
right.
I think he wanted one more shot at it. His score won the 2014 Tony Award, and I brought you one of the lover's most passionate musical moments to listen to.
And I are just one second speeding by in just one second. You and I.
Gosh, Judy, I'm weeping already. All right, that's powerful. It's a power ballad, as they call it, I guess, right? That's Andrew Szymanski and Elizabeth Stanley. They are part of the touring company of the Bridges of Madison County, which is at the Kennedy Center. So that song certainly has, you know, it's high on emotion and passion. But what do you think? I mean, does the musical actually stick closely to the novel? A lot of times they don't. They make a conscious decision to have some deviation. How about in this case?
Well, there are some changes. It's a three-hour musical, Tom, and as you may remember, it was a very slim book.
You could read it several times
in 3 hours.
Absolutely. That's interesting.
The script for the musical is by Marcia Norman. She's best known for the play Night Mother, but she also wrote the scripts for the musicals The Secret Garden and The Color Purple, and she's made some very nice additions. She did away with the novel's framing device. You might remember that Francesca's children in the book enlist someone to write the story of their mother's love affair, which they've discovered about after her death. Without that, the musical has more immediacy, and Francesca and Robert have more fully realized backstories on stage. His ex-wife has a song, it's kind of a folk song called Another Life, and Francesca's husband, who's called Bud on stage, has a couple songs, and he's a fairly sympathetic character. And then also the action cuts back and forth, not too much, but it cuts back and forth between Francesca's husband and two children at a state fair, which is why she's home alone when Robert the photographer arrives. And all of these are really improvements and flesh the thing out, and it's all skillfully directed by Bartlett Sher.
All right, so it is, you know, a pretty lush score, as you've said and as we've heard. And how about this cast? This is a touring cast, especially the leads. Obviously, if you don't have good leads playing Francesca and what's the other guy's name? Kincaid?
Robert Kincaid, yes.
you know, if they don't do it justice, we're in trouble. How do they do?
Well, Francesca is played by Elizabeth Stanley. This is an actress that I know as the female lead in the Broadway musical version of John Waters' Crybaby, a very different role. Her singing here is almost operatic. She sings and speaks with an Italian accent, and the operatic feel to it suits the music, and it suits her character's Italian background. And she definitely does Jason Robert Brown's score justice. She's just lovely.
How do I go? Tell me, how do I go? How do I go with you? How do I pack a bag, close the door, turn the key, walk away? Look at where I am and who I am and tell me.
Yeah, that is operatic. It could be right out of a Johnny Skeeky or something. Yeah, good for her. She's good. That's Elizabeth Stanley, and that's the tune called One Second and a Million Miles, and it's from the musical version of The Bridges of Madison County. So what about the actor who plays the male lead, the photographer? Is he as open-hearted and as lush and sexy as she is?
Well, Adam Szymanski is less familiar to me than she is. He looks a little bit like Keith Urban, but his singing isn't that country western style. He has a big Broadway voice. Her voice is the one that really got to me, but he combines with her very nicely, and he has that rugged look that his character needs. These two lovers have very different personalities, and I felt that pointed up even more on stage than in the book. He's a loner. Francesca's also out of her element in Iowa, but she has found a way to fit in. She doesn't have a bad life, she just doesn't have a fulfilling life. After Robert meets Francesca, he finds himself, probably for the first time, running towards something instead of running away from it, and looking at life straight on instead of through a camera lens. I think there's even a line that suggests that in the show. I brought a bit of his solo from the same song, One Second and a Million Miles.
I can't tell you I know what the future will be. Who knows anything? I just look at those eyes. You've got so much to see. Let me show you there's crowds and camels and hillsides to climb. All I know is in all of the time, from man's first breath to God's last warning.
Crowds and camels and hillsides to climb. There you go. That's inspired. Andrew Szymanski, that's a nice voice. This guy can sing. Yeah, again, he's in the touring production of The Bridges of Madison County at the Kennedy Center. Now, Judy, I know that you're a big fan of Jason Robert Brown. He's the guy who wrote the music, and he, as you said, he's conducting this show at the Kennedy Center. You're speaking pretty highly of the show, but the fact is that when this was on Broadway, it didn't work. It didn't succeed. So that's interesting. That's kind of surprising to me. How about you?
Well, it's a little surprising to me, too, especially given the fact that Waller's novel was a mega hit, as we've said. I wasn't the fan of the book quite that you were, Tom, but I did think that the 1995 movie with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood was an improvement on the book, and the musical is better still. Jason Robert Brown has had an interesting career on Broadway. He's won 3 Tony Awards. The first was for the score of Parade, and he won 2 more for Bridges of Madison County. Besides the score, he also won for his orchestrations. But none of Jason Robert Brown's shows have made it on Broadway, and I'm not sure why. He has a very wide range of subjects, starting with Parade, which is based on a true story of rape and anti-Semitism and lynching in the early 20th century South, so maybe that wasn't the most popular subject.
Yeah, there's a rom-com
but
in the making.
He wrote a show called 13 that's about 13-year-olds, and most recently he had a musical adaptation of Honeymoon in Vegas. I've seen all of these shows. I've liked them. Broadway is really tough, Tom. So seeing Bridges of Madison County at the Kennedy Center is a real treat because you can catch a very worthy musical whose life was unjustly cut short on Broadway.
Yeah, that's good to hear. All right, Judy Russell, always good to see you. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, we'll have Health Watch with Lena Wynn. We'll have comedian Barry Crimmins and jazz master Jeffrey Chappelle on his new band, Otherworld. Judy Russick has been to see The Bridges of Madison County at the Kennedy Center, and we'll have information on that on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team. Appreciate your listening. Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor is up next. Have a great day.